Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, welcome, and a very happy Tom Bowerly, because I did what I told you I'd have to do yesterday and went out and got myself new headphones. Once a year, made the annual pilgrimage to Speaker Shop, and I know it doesn't mean anything to you listening on the radio because it sounds the same way. The microphone doesn't change at all, but for me, the headphones make 100% difference. Now, we are fortunate today on WBEN because you have a chance to ask our program director, operations manager, brand manager, our guru, Tim Wenger, your questions about what we do here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Everybody's got a question. Why do you do this? Why don't you do that? Well, the man who can answer those questions is seated in studio. And if you have a question about this, your favorite radio station, and how we do things and all that stuff, let me give you the phone numbers, and I'm going to tell you, you want to call in early, because whenever we do this show with the big man, the lines get jammed up rather quickly. So the phone number is 803-0930. If you prefer, 803-0930. On the cell phone, it is star 930. And toll free, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. Mr. Wenger, before we begin.
Those headphones don't look so hot, though.
I mean, these headphones rock.
I don't know. They don't. They look cheap, don't they, Pasquale?
No, they rock. They're Grados, man, made in Brooklyn, New York. Oh, they are just, they're my
faves. I've got the cheap company-provided ones.
Well, see, these are what Sennheiser used to be, okay? Now, before we get into the calls and all of the Tim Wenger and WBEN fans who will say nothing but good things about us,
right?
You have some things that you would like to address to start things off.
Well, there's just three things that I get asked a lot about. At the other end of the phone when it rings in my office, when I'm out and about, or via Twitter and text, et cetera. So, I mean, these three things I know will come up today, and I'm not saying we can't talk about them anymore, but I just want to kind of address each one of them so we can maybe get, you know, deeper into some stuff that might be more fruitful and helpful to both me, you know, is to make this place even better than it already is, and to you, the listener, make it a better experience. ABC News comes up a ton. You know it. You put this on Facebook last night, and thank you for that. We kind of get a precursor to some of the things people are interested in, and I get it. I think if we put CBS News on, if there wasn't NBC News, there isn't anymore for radio, any of those networks, if you put them on, I would be getting the same complaints. And when we had CBS, by the way, I got the same complaints, different names, whatever. The reason we went to ABC is ABC is just faster with breaking news. And when I talk about breaking news, I'm not talking about breaking political news. It can be, but for the most part, I'm talking about, you know, condos collapsing in Florida, wildfires out west, the Olympics, you know, around the world in Tokyo. Whenever there's breaking news, ABC is better situated as a radio network to handle it and is quicker, faster, and offers us one-on-one opportunities. So that's the reason we went to ABC. Are there people on ABC that sometimes slip up and I think display their colors? You betcha, and I call it out when I see it, when it's in a news environment, when it's a news person. But what I don't, you know, really have a ton of tolerance for is people get so upset at, like, Steve Roberts in the morning. Steve Roberts is a left-leaning, Democratic, political analyst. That's all he is. And, you know, it's another opinion. And in a news arena on a station that has, you know, 20-some-odd hours of right-leaning programming, to hear that, it's just like a Republican sitting on set at CNN or a Democrat sitting on set at Fox News. So that's kind of the ABC thing explained. But when in a newscast, there is an example, I want to know about it if I don't already, and I probably already do, and I probably called them and talked to Scott Goldberg there. So that's number one.
May I just interject?
I knew you were going to interrupt.
Well, of course, it's what it's what I do. But sure. It goes along with this ABC topic, because one of the names that I hear a lot in email is that Aaron Katursky from ABC. But I think you know this, but the audience might not know this. I have actually corresponded via text message with Aaron Katursky, and I've literally told him, Aaron, I don't think we view the world in the same way.
No,
but I have to tell you that when it comes to breaking news coverage, you have my complete respect, because I have never heard somebody any better at breaking in with breaking news stories and knowing all of the details about everything. It's like he's got an encyclopedic brain. For example, during the Chris Collins situation. Now, Aaron Katursky has a million breaking news things that he's got to stay on top of. But if you didn't know any better, you would think that the Chris Collins story was the only thing Aaron Katursky was covering. So he knows that while we don't see the world the same way, as far as his ability to put together breaking news, I think it is without parallel.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an upstate New York guy, too. Syracuse, New York, WSYR Radio, Syracuse University. He has an affinity for New York State. He understands it. And it doesn't surprise me about the Chris Collins story. He was in contact with me during that story before it even broke, asking me questions about the story, because he understood it was about to, you know, happen. So he does his homework and gets that. Does he have political leanings, and have they been displayed before? I've heard them and I've addressed them. Will they ever happen again? I hope not. But, you know, when they do, I do address it. And it does annoy me as well. You know, if we put Fox News on the air, you know, you might think, oh, it would be a round of applause for Fox News. But, you know, Fox has its own issues, number one. It's not the same thing as Fox TV, first of all. It's just the same name. Same as ABC Radio, by the way. It's not the same, working operation that ABC Television Network is. But, you know, Fox News would present the same thing. Like, we would have you're giving one side of the news, et cetera. But none of that should happen on Fox News or ABC News or CBS News. The news should be the news. Commentators like Steve Roberts, I'm trying to think of the political director, Rick Klein. I mean, that's what they do. They're like Carl Calabrese, you know, who's on here, you know, by the hours and the truckload. And we love Carl. The other thing I wanted to bring up is syndicated programming. A lot of people are saying, you know, with the untimely, the horrific passing of Rush Limbaugh, you know, why aren't you running a national political show? So, you know, for years leading up, long before Rush Limbaugh had any ailments whatsoever, because I need to say this very respectfully, the guy was an unbelievable talent. But years before that, I was kind of like the guy chirping in the background saying, you know, we really should be local on this radio station from, you know, early morning, 5 a.m. until at least 7 p.m, because that's the kind of town, that's where we get our response from. The highest ratings, the most listenership on the station comes from local programming. Hands down, it's not even close, even when it was the Rush Limbaugh show. And it's just a matter of, that's no disrespect to anybody. It's simply this town likes its local radio. We have a radio station down in Greenville that's pretty much all syndicated, and they love it. It's all syndicated all day long. It's just different places, you know, different things. But local programming works here, so that's why we invested in it all day long, 5 a.m. Until 7 p.m. And then the other thing is just kind of, this goes back to the ABC thing a little bit, is the politics. I get, you know, why would you have Steve Roberts on? Why would you have Rick Klein on? Why do you have people that don't think the same way as Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia, or, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Dana Lash or Mark Levin or whoever? And the radio station certainly has conservative leaning hosts on the station. We always have. And really that was never we lined up all the conservative hosts and said we're going to pick from them. It's just the cream rises to the top, folks, you know, and you're the best of the best, Tom. You're on the station forever. And top of your game, you know, recognized nationally. And that's why you're here. You're not here because of your political leanings. You're here because you know how to communicate and you know how to engage an audience. That's why you're here. The station doesn't have an obligation, or really shouldn't, to be the voice of a party. We don't take orders from the Republican Party or the further right than the Republican Party or the Conservative Party or the Democratic Party. You know, people will say, "Oh, you must be a liberal if you don't want Republican, you know, talk all the time." No, it's not the case either. But there's just that's the way it is. I mean, you guys do present that kind of commentary, and it's all, you know, people love it. I don't think it's a wrong thing to offer, you know, some commentary from the other side, whether you like it, hate it. It's what makes the world go round, right? Very often it's not right or wrong. It's left or right or middle.
Indeed. And what you're saying, just so we're loud and clear about it, is when commentators offer commentary, you are totally okay with that.
Well, sure.
But when in the course of a news story you perceive some obvious bias, you do get on the phone with
Absolutely.
ABC and you talk with Goldberg and say, "Hey, I don't like this." I'm just kind of curious,
same,
what kind of a response do they give you from ABC? Do they?
I just want to interject. Same thing goes for our local news. And I will say, thankfully, I don't really have to deal with that very often at all. But if you hear it, I want to know about it. What kind of response do I get from ABC? Similar response I got, by the way, from CBS, because, you know, that I dealt with it over there too, for more years than I have with ABC. You know, a little bit of denial, a little bit, you know, who me? You know, I can't imagine. And then you play it. You know, I'm armed. I don't go into a gunfight without bullets.
No, this is true.
You know, so I will play it, and then I get okay, and then we'll have a conversation. And I think, you know, that doesn't correct things instantaneously, but there is a at least a recognition that you can't deny it if you hear it.
Well, I think the obvious answer that would please our audience is if we switch to CNN. if we could just get
right.
CNN here as
or
our
MSNBC.
Radio news network, we'd be really
or
happy.
Or as Rush called it, PMSNBC.
PMSNBC.
I miss that, right?
We miss Rush every single
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
But, okay, can you explain why live, local Buffalo is the way this radio station has gone, in particular since the passing of Rush Limbaugh?
I base everything I do on, you know, metrics, and it's a series of metrics. You know, some people say, well, it's just the ratings. No, the ratings are part of it. But I look at social media response. I look at just, you know, conversational response to people. This town, as I mentioned earlier, it responds to they want to hear local people talking about the stuff that affects their lives. And that sometimes can be national issues. That can sometimes be Buffalo City Hall. That can sometimes be Williamsville. That can be Orchard Park, East Aurora, you name it. Local works because we can adapt immediately to anything. Breaking story locally, you know, the weather goes, you know, right now, you know, we could have a severe thunderstorm come through. Let's talk about last week, right? The two fires, the past 2 weeks, you know, the fire that I went to and
right.
then the fire that Brendan Keeney went to. And you identified that before anyone really in the news arena did, because you have access to all of our spotters out there. Local works. It's what people want. The ratings, I can tell you, are up significantly. In most cases, between 25 and 30% during the 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. time, you know, Monday through Friday. So, I mean, there's just everything points to local is the way to go. With no, criticism of any of these national hosts that are available, it just is not really what this market is looking for en masse. I know some people are.
We are with Tim Wenger, and this is Ask the Program Director. Should I still call you Program Director? Should I call you Operations Manager, Brand Manager?
I have too many titles.
What title would you prefer to go by?
How about Tim?
Yeah.
The official Odyssey title is Brand Manager for WBEN's sake.
Yeah. All right. Are we still getting questions about Odyssey versus Entercom?
Well, I can just address that briefly. Some people say, oh, are you okay? Do you still have a job after the big takeover? There was no takeover. Odyssey is simply the new brand of what was once Entercom. We merged with CBS. Entercom, you know, was the, overtaker, I guess, in that. And I think to really kind of bring two sides together, they came up with a new name that was neither of the one prior.
Which is kind of a cool name, especially here in Buffalo. Think The Odd, just add A-C-Y to it. You got Odyssey.
Yeah.
All right, Tim Wenger is here. So if you've got a question about why we do what we do on News Radio 930 WBEN, I can talk to Tim Wenger anytime I want. When he's not on a Zoom call. I can talk to Tim anytime I want. But you guys, this is your opportunity to speak with somebody who actually is in a position to make changes, if applicable, or certainly explain why it is we do what we do on this radio station. And, you know, getting back to the fires that we had in recent weeks, the response from listeners, in particular the PPE fire, was absolutely astonishing. Tim, more people sent us photographs of that fire than I think any other breaking news situation of which I've been a part during the afternoon.
It was
that
so visible.
Was yeah, incredible.
It was so visible. And on the same afternoon, by the way, if you weren't talking about that fire, you probably would have been talking about knee-deep water in Lockport, which was, you know, happening at the same time, which you were referencing as well. But, I mean, the fire was obviously something a little bit more compelling at the moment, but I mean that was two huge local stories, and then just a week prior was the one in Cheektowaga.
Yeah, so well, that's what we do. Breaking news. I mean, we'll interrupt any topic for breaking news that is live and local, and obviously, in the case of national major stories, we'll do that. Let us take some phone calls from you guys. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We start off with Jane in Blaisdell. Jane, welcome. You're on WBEN with Tim Wenger.
Well, thank you so much. I was just wondering what happened to carrying the great one, Mark Levin.
I knew this question would come up, Jane. Thanks for calling in, by the way, and thanks for listening. Mark Levin, it's really kind of unfortunate because about a year and a half ago, you know, it was in the middle of COVID. We had Sean Hannity and we had Michael Savage on the radio station. Michael Savage, if you kind of want to get into the kitchen on how everything is made, but, you know, Michael Savage had the highest ratings of a syndicated show on the station. So for a long time, I had thought, let's move Michael Savage earlier and we'll push Sean Hannity later. And again, I know, Tom, you're friends with Sean Hannity, and I've certainly met him, and, you know, he's a good guy. But it's just for whatever reason, Michael Savage had better numbers and was resonating better. So I had it in the back of my head to do that. And then I got a call from one of our corporate programming team about a situation that we had in multiple markets where Buffalo really needed to make a change, and we needed to put Mark Levin on, who is, by the way, someone I had looked at for a long time. And I made the change. I moved Michael Savage forward and then used that as an opportunity to put the Levin show on. And unfortunately, that meant, you know, goodbye to Sean Hannity on the radio station. So long story short, a year later, you know, after a kind of COVID and everything, we are now, you know, dealing with the again, the horrible passing of Rush. and on multiple stations. In addition to WBEN, I work with 13 other places that have similar stations, and we are looking for an opportunity to put someone on the air where we couldn't go local. In Buffalo, we could go local. We made, again, the case, and the economics worked out because people like it. But anyways, there were places where it didn't make sense, and we needed to put a host on the air that could interact with our stations, both from a sales standpoint and a programming standpoint. Mark Levin's not going to do that. And again, nothing against Mark Levin. He's just too big for that. He's not going to do commercials for local clients. Sean Hannity's not going to do commercials for local clients, do market visits, you know, four times a year, as we're going to get out of Dana. So we made a business decision to put Dana on multiple stations live, by the way, from noon until 3, and then in a few markets, a handful of markets, kind of like the payback from BEN, is that we would carry her in a time-shifted place, and 7 to 10 made sense. So that meant, you know, there's only so much room in a day. So we put Dana on, Dana. And it's Dana Lash, by the way, if you really want the exact pronunciation. And Dana, you know, you got her, Dana and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity are all cut from the same cloth. They're actually all friends. I found that out in a lot of back and forth with Dana. We can get her on the show with you someday, Tom, and learn more about her. But, I mean, she ran the NRA. You know, a lot of people know who Dana is. So that's why we settled on Dana. Doesn't mean that she's a better person than Mark Levin. It just meant she was a better business relationship for not only BEN, but I think 13 other stations.
Better well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Hopefully that clears
long answer,
that up.
But it's the absolute truth.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to give a long answer, especially when it's a question that a lot of people wanted to have answered. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us Tim Wenger, the program director and grand poobah here at News Radio 930 WBEN. And your questions about what we air, why we air it, why we do the things we do, Tim is in a position to give you the answers from on high.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, And Tim and I have been working together so long that we actually remember the day the great Donna Summer left this earth. And it just seems like yesterday, and here it is almost 10 years later.
How many people have died on our watch?
Way too many. What's even more frightening is
like all of your bumper music.
The number of people that I've mentioned out of the blue who within days die after I mention them. It's like I'm going to stop mentioning people from out of the blue. Anyway, if you're just joining us, Tim Wenger is our boss. He's the man responsible for all the programming you hear on this radio station and quite a bit of what goes on our website as well. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN and Chuck in Clarence. You are on with Tim Wenger. Go ahead.
Hi, Tim. Tom. I listened to Rush over 25 years, so it was a big gap in my life. I used to carve out time to listen to Rush almost every day. And then Mr. Bellavia came on. And I'll tell you, I was really pleasantly surprised. He's really compelling. He's entertaining, and I really learned something from him almost every time, and I'm a bit older than he is, maybe quite a bit older, and I'm his cousin. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I like his sense of humor. The other day, he talked about people spacing out and looking at their kids changing into penguins and chasing them with a club. For some reason, I find things like that funny.
Yeah, I heard that. But I wondered, Tim, it was you really went outside to, I think, to grab a David Bellavia. Was there an aha moment for you? You said this guy can do this. This guy can do 4 hours and sustain information and be entertaining. What was it? What was the process?
Well, Tom, you had something to do with bringing David too. I mean,
Actually, the story is I heard David sitting in for Sandy Beach, and I reached out to David and I said, "You're really, really good, and there is, you know, you could do this. You have a future in this," and, you know, that began that chapter of the relationship.
He was doing, Chuck, fill-in work for us. He was doing some fill-in work for 1180 WHAM over in Rochester, a great radio station. And, you know, you're always looking for someone, right, that can, you know, it's not an easy job. Tom says it, you know, sometimes that it's like, you know, people think, oh, you're on the air from 2 to 6. But it's really a hard thing to do. It's why you don't hear me in here often because I hate it. But it's hard. And, you know, it's hard to find people like that. And, you know, I knew he had run for Congress, obviously. And you know, just one thing led to another. You know, it's interesting what you say about Rush. I hear all the time, and I have a very, very good friend. If maybe he's listening, Jack. But he said to me, you know, a few weeks ago in a very heartfelt moment. I mean, he really said, you know, I miss Rush. I listened to him every day from noon to three and spent a good chunk of my life, you know, carving out a hunk of time for this guy. And, you know, it's a void. And I get it. And nobody, you know, David's not replacing Rush. Bongino's not replacing Rush. Dana Lash isn't replacing. Nobody's really replacing Rush. Nobody can. So it's like a mourning process, I have to say, with Rush, because he really made a huge, huge impact on so many lives. So, you know, when I heard you say that, Chuck, I heard it in your voice. I mean, you're one of those people that, you know, he was, you know, in your car with you for a good chunk of time every day of the week. That's hard.
And Chuck, maybe it's the same for you as a radio listener, but, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. Tim has been doing this for a long time. And literally, I can tell within 1 minute whether somebody has potential or somebody should find another line of work. And the minute I heard Bellavia, I said, all right, this guy has what I call it. I told him when I texted him, I said, you have it. And I put it in quotation marks. Whatever it is, he's got it. And it's obvious.
There is something to that.
Yeah, I heard him fill in before, but I just wondered, how do you judge if somebody can do it day after day, week after week? That is tough. That is really tough.
Yeah, you know, anybody, not anybody, but a lot of people, Chuck, can sit down and they can do a show. A lot of people can get from, I'll put myself in that bucket. I can come in here, I can turn the microphone on at, you know, 2, and I could end the show at 6, and I could say I did the job. But I can't do it the way these guys do it. There's something there. You need to be compelling. You need to be entertaining. You need to be super, super knowledgeable. Not blowing smoke, but Tom is, you know, one of the smartest people that I've ever encountered about a lot of things. You know, I often say I know a little bit about a lot. Tom knows a lot about a lot. And you have to have some sort of a knowledge base, I think, on a lot of stuff to be effective at this job. It is a very delicate mix, and it's a hard mix to find, Chuck. And, you know, you should be a brand manager because I think you've...
You nailed it.
You nailed it.
Chuck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about David in particular is, again, the bizarre sense of humor. I literally spit out my vitamin water yesterday when I was listening to him. And as I said, he was talking about parents, you know, drugs or something or other, and, you know, parents metamorphosing and seeing their children turning into penguins and chasing them with clubs. And I heard that line and I was like, who says that? Who thinks that way? And I cracked up. It was like something on Raw Dog Comedy.
It's funny.
Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Tim Wenger, Ask the Program Director. Here is David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Yes, sir.
I have 2 points I'd like to make. Basically, referring to Tim's intro there before he started taking calls. Steve Roberts, I don't even turn the radio on because I can't stand it. So that's where I am compared to Steve. You could ask Steve a question about the weather, and within 10 words, he's attacking Donald Trump. But pointing out Carl Calabrese is the right-wing balance to a Marxist Steve Roberts, you can give Carl Calabrese 10 words, and he's blaming Trump for everything. He does it every time he's on the radio.
Yeah, I more or less, I actually just pointed out a segment.
In his White House.
Hold on, David. A few weeks ago, I think, when he was on, I had pointed out to David, I said, you know, you got to be careful because Carl, can just like point everything at the other side. And I'm talking about, you know, Biden or the left side or whatever you want to call it. I hate using all the labels, but I'm not hearing what you're hearing there. I don't know, Tom, you're kind of looking like the same thing. I don't necessarily hear.
I'm a little bit mystified, but David, instead of Carl Calabrese, give me an idea of who you would like to hear as a counterbalance to Steve Roberts.
Carl, let me explain since you cut into my first point, okay? Carl Calabrese, he never points out what Trump's accomplishments were. He'll say, well, he could have done more if he wasn't so abrasive or if he worded things properly.
Well, hold on. David, that's his opinion. I mean, there are a lot of people that think that. I happen to think Donald Trump could have got a lot more done if.
I think if Carl was invited to Trump's White House, Carl would still be attached to Trump's butt. Okay.
Yeah, Dave, I don't know. You're not making you're just not making sense to me.
All right. I'll go to the, can I do my second point?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. I don't want to get yelled at anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't mean to yell. It's just this stuff annoys the hell out of me.
It's okay.
When I've heard you with a sort of a disclaimer, yeah, I know people hate that national the bias. I've called them, I've complained, I've addressed. Well, I think that guy ought to be that you call and you say you're armed with clips. He ought to be armed with some clips from your own news. He ought to be armed with some clips from Tom and Randy with their snark for the last how many years, every time there's a report. An hour ago, they said armed Trump supporters at the Capitol. Now, you can say somebody with a baseball bat or a stick is armed, but when you give a report that says armed Trump supporters, what you're implying is that they had guns, and that's a lie, and they do this crap all the time.
All right, Tim, do you see a thank you, David, for the call. Do you see a bias situation our newscasts?
In general, no, I don't. And, some people might say, okay, you're just protecting your people. But, no, I really don't. I see a lot of anger in David, though.
Yeah, he's
it's not healthy. It's not healthy. I get mad about stuff, but I can't get that mad.
Yeah. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And, David, you can send me an email, tom@wben.com, and the question I would ask you is, if not Carl Calabrese, who would you have on? I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, and for the record, I will tell you, I think Carl is one of the best, and I'm not going to assign political ideology to it. I just think he's one of the best communicators of political knowledge that I've heard in a long time. And obviously, yes, it is leaning toward the right for the most part. But I just think he certainly understands local politics and New York State politics better than anyone in this room. That's for sure.
Actually, the question would be whom, not who. I misspoke. Let's go to Debbie in Williamsville. Debbie, welcome. You're on WBEN. Tim Wenger is here. Ask the program director.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I thoroughly enjoy your program and enjoy your station.
Well, you're very kind.
Thanks, Debbie.
However, I have a complaint because I hear a buzzing on my radio so often when I'm listening to David or on Sundays with your 10 o'clock program on Sunday. And I've called before and talked to...
Debbie, where do you live?
Gentlemen, but... I can't seem to solve the problem.
Whereabouts in Williamsville are you, Deb?
Oh, you're really...
In Ransom Oaks, between New Road and Millersport Highway.
So I get this call quite a bit, not necessarily from your area, but there's a couple of things. Tom and I were talking about this off the air earlier. I mean, every radio station has a signal pattern. Our transmitter is it Twin Towers on the southern end of... Grand Island, right near Beaver Island.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's where the transmitter is. And we broadcast during the day in a 360-degree pattern from there. And it reaches really well into Erie and in Niagara County and most of Western New York. And then there, at nighttime, it starts to clip out. It looks like a kidney bean, so to speak, our signal pattern. It starts to clip some people out because we, by the FCC standards, have to protect other signals in other markets. Now, you in Williamsville should have no issue 24/7 getting WBEN. So that would point me toward something's going on in your house. If you have, and this is a tip for anyone else listening that might be having this problem with AM radio, there are some limitations. Electrical, frequencies can cause problems. In my own home, I've had problems with rheostats. We are, Susan and I are, we laugh at each other when we turn, if I'm home before your show's off the air, Tom, I'll put you on the kitchen radio and I just hear this, and you'll see Susan or myself run to the rheostat, the dimmer. You got to turn it off. And as soon as the dimmer is off, the buzzing goes away. So those dimmer switches can cause a lot of havoc with AM radio. So
Debbie, do you
I wonder
live
if
any,
that's a problem?
Do you live anywhere close to high tension lines?
You know what? I'm not really sure.
Because sometimes they can play havoc with a signal. And picking up on what Tim said with the dimmer switches, one of the things that I found is when I have that situation at my home, if I move the radio away from the outlet or if I move it to a different position in a room, that can often make a difference.
Yeah. Is it a radio plugged into the wall?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I would try, I don't want you to have to invest a lot of stuff, but like a battery radio or like Tom said, try moving the radio. Do you have any dimmer switches in the house that are activated? I would
one, but it's not on. It's not on.
Yeah, if it's not on, it shouldn't be the issue.
But I also...
could be someone else. Do you live connected to someone else? Are you in Ransom Oak? I know there's some townhomes and that kind of thing. Are you in a townhouse or an individual home?
Townhouse.
Yeah, so someone else in your building could also have a rheostat that affects,
ham radio operator.
None of this is good news for AM radio, right?
I mean,
but this is a problem that we have. This is why we have different ways you can listen. I don't know how technologically savvy you are. These all the different Amazons are amazing. Most of my listening now is done via an Amazon right now. Alexa, I should say, not Amazon. Alexa. And thank God there's not one in here because she'd be talking to us right now after I said her name twice. But that's a real reliable way to listen.
Doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, that's what tells me it's an electrical thing going on in your building.
The gentleman I spoke with, we talked about that too. But I got to tell you the truth, I kind of listen to all the noise.
Well, I'm sorry you have to do that. Try some of that stuff. The Alexa type devices, smart speaker, doesn't have to be that brand. They're not very expensive, and they're really kind of nice.
And Debbie, I'll tell you, as far as over the air, as far as over the air radio, the Bose product is excellent. Paul Harvey used to advertise it all the time.
Agreed.
And even with that radio, if I have it too close to the outlet, I need to pull it away from the wall to get maximum sound. So maybe a little bit of experimentation, and drop us a line and let us know if that's helpful.
Suggestions are always welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Debbie. We appreciate that. We do get a lot of questions when you're on and elsewhere about signal. I receive a lot of emails about, hey, I can't get you at a certain place. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Tim, are you good for maybe another half hour? I know you're busy and everything. Can we keep you until 3:30?
I have nothing to do, Tom.
Well, in that case, we're going to keep Tim Wenger until 3:30 on WBEN. Ask the program director your opportunity to find out why it is we do what we do on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Dave in Tonawanda. Dave, you're on WBEN with Tim Wenger. Go.
Yes, I was just wondering what you're going to do with the noon hour on Saturdays now that the financial person's leaving.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. Did you listen this past week? Did Rick talk about that?
No, actually, I didn't hear the whole show.
Yeah, we've heard that Rick Edelman is retiring, and you know what it means for the future of his show. I'm not 100% clear, but I will tell you this. The financial category is super, super good for us and for a lot of stations on the weekends in particular, when people have a little bit more time to spend, you know, for longer periods of time and get that kind of information. So, I don't know if someone within the organization might replace him. I know he and his wife operate that firm, but
I think they said they weren't going to do it at all.
Yeah, and I've heard that too. I want to be careful on what I say, because I'm not, I don't have, I just need to be careful. But at any rate, if that show were to go away, I would tell you that I would be looking to fill it with the same type of a program,
about,
you know, financial information, because it really is something that people seek out.
How about Bill O'Loughlin? Would you bring him back, or?
I've not spoken with Bill O'Loughlin in a long time. I'm not sure what Bill's doing at this point. My guess is Bill's probably retired and enjoying life.
Or we could expand the financial guys.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of options, yeah. But it's definitely going to be a financially oriented show.
And I often wondered what happened to Bob Brinker. He disappeared.
Bob Brinker just retired. Bob Brinker scaled back. He did Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
Just an unbelievably popular program. Why is this guy so popular? And then I got sucked into it.
Oh,
and I would
absolutely
listen to him all the time. Guy was a genius, is a genius. But then he cut back to one day, and then Jill started her show. She kind of took the opportunity and ran with it. And I really enjoy Jill, but her show is not long enough. We need another opportunity, another outlet. So.
And Jill was in Buffalo about
yes,
4 years
was.
Ago.
Yeah, Jill's a good friend of BEN. She's on with Susan and Brian Monday mornings, 6:50. But
bringing people back, like, I hate to mention her name, but Kathy Wepner or give them a hand.
Yeah, Kathy, you know, she's politically active. I know she's been running for some public office, et cetera. I saw Kathy not too long ago. I can't remember where I bumped into her, but I still see Kathy around. I know she's around. I don't know that she's looking to do a radio show or not, but
Or how about an hour with Ken Hamilton, like he would do with Sandy Beach?
Yes, you know, Ken and Sandy are so close. So when Sandy, went into retirement, I really have not had any contact with Ken. Doesn't mean I can't. Oh. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know he was on with Dave a few weeks ago as a caller.
Yeah, Ken actually texts me from time to time, and when there's something that he's got going on that I think people would be interested in, he's always welcome to come on the show.
Super plugged into the Niagara Falls scene, obviously, for obvious reasons. He's lived there for a long time.
Also, on Sunday, it's hard for me to listen to Hardline on Sunday mornings from, 10 to noon?
Mm-hmm.
Wondering, would you consider repeating that, like, on Sunday night from 9 to 11?
That's not at all a bad idea. That actually is a very good idea, and it's been brought up before, and I've kind of, left it on the floor. But I like that idea, and I'm making mental note of that. I'll write it down, too, because the mental note.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the suggestion.
That's
appreciate
a good
it.
One. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. But no, Ken Hamilton, he's got my cell phone number. I've got his cell phone number. And, you know, when he's got stuff that, I mean, I've got to kind of be an editor sometimes. So when he's got stuff that I think is going to be generally interesting to people, he's always welcome. And
awesome
he knows
guy.
That. I like Ken. He's a good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.